This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pfizer and its German partner will apply for emergency approval by the Food and Drug Administration for their coronavirus vaccine. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Pfizer will ask the FDA Friday for emergency approval of its coronavirus vaccine. Moderna is likely to do the same in a few weeks. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says no corners are being cut.
We need to put to rest any concept that this was rushed in an inappropriate way. This is really solid.
Even with approval, the vast majority of the hundreds of millions of doses won't be available until spring. The country is suffering through a surge now. California Health Secretary Dr. Mark Galli.
Even though we have the hope of vaccine and the discussions about what lies ahead on that front, we have to take care of the urgency of the day.
The state is imposing a curfew through at least December 21st. I'm Tim McGuire.
Some key House Democrats are calling in the head of the Government Services Administration for an explanation on why she has not started the presidential transition process for Joe Biden. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
GSA Administrator Emily Murphy was appointed by President Trump and is now being summoned for a briefing on why she hasn't begun transition activities, nor released the funding required by law to allow a transition to a Biden administration. The leaders of the House Oversight Committee say the delay is having grave effects, undermining the orderly transfer of power, impairing the incoming administration's ability to respond to the coronavirus pandemic, along with the economic crisis and national security. The committee could require Murphy and others to testify in a public hearing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Joe Biden has won Georgia and had 16 electoral votes in the United States. It's an extraordinary victory for Democrats who had pushed to expand their electoral map through the Sun Belt. Biden's win pads his Electoral College margin victory over President Donald Trump. Biden was projected the winner of the presidential election on November 7th after flipping Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Biden now has 306 electoral votes to Mr. Trump's 232. Georgia had not voted for a Democratic presidential candidate since Bill Clinton in 1992. Mike Pompeo on Thursday became the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit the Golan Heights in a show of solidarity that led to Palestinians to accuse him of helping to cement Israeli control over occupied territory. Pompeo stripped to the Heights and to an Israeli settlement in the occupied West Bank came during the Israeli leg of what may be his last tour in the Middle East in the final months of President Donald Trump's administration. Mr. Trump delighted Israel in 2019 by recognizing the country's claim to sovereignty over the area of the Golan Heights that it captured from Syria in a 1967 war and later annexed, in a move that was not recognized by most of the international community. The Anti-Torture Committee of Europe's main human rights organization has slammed the conditions under which migrants are held in some detention centers in Greece and voiced concerns over persistent allegations the country illegally pushes back migrants coming from Turkey. The Council of Europe's Committee for the Prevention of Torture said in a new report published Thursday that Greece's current approach towards immigration detention must change. The report was based on a mid-March visit to Greece. At a time of the visit, Greece had seen thousands of people attempting to enter the country after neighboring Turkey announced its borders to the European Union were open to anyone who wanted to cross. Japan says that it aims to expand a major regional free trade pact. That's according to Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Friday, potentially catering to China and Britain's interest in joining the deal. The Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for a Trans-Pacific Partnership, also known as the CPTPP, links 11 countries, including Canada, Australia, and Japan. The Prime Minister made the comment in a pre-recorded video message delivered at the APEC, or the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation, at CEO Dialogues ahead of the leaders' virtual summit later in the day. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.